Would everyone in the Senate, as well as our guests in the galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 134th Psalm we hear, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. It is in knowing you, Lord, that we have hope for the future in spite of the difficulties that many of our people are facing. We have hope, for you will help us face what we must, and you will provide solutions to those things we can change, and we will embrace the triumph that will come from the changes that will be possible through your presence with us. Continue to abide with us, O Lord, and lead us and guide us according to your will. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 12, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very special guest with me today on your right and my left. Miss Nita Marley, she's being appointed to the State Committee of Dietitians, and she's from Osage Beach. Please help me welcome her in the Senate this morning. Thank
you. Let's welcome the guest from the Senator of Phelps County to the Senate chamber. Senator from Dunklin.
New special guest.
Proceed.
In the gallery above, we have Mr. Steven Stepanovich, who is here to go before appointments today with his daughters Alyssa and Kara Buvanovich, and his parents Tom and Janice Buvanovich, who came all the way from Frankfort, Illinois. Mr. Steven Buvanovich is from Van Buren, Missouri. Ask the body to please.
Let's welcome these guests of Dunklin, the senator from Dunklin County, to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, I have one of my constituents, Virgil White from Parkville, Missouri, who is here for appointment to the Missouri Workforce Development Board. If the body would join me in making him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guest from the Senator of Platt. Senator from the Platt still has the floor.
Mr. President, also with me here today on my right and your left from St. Joseph, Missouri, I have Greg Roberts, who is here also for appointment to the Missouri Workforce Development Board. If the body could join me in making him feel very
welcome. Let's welcome an additional guest from the center of Platte. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and my right, here from St. Louis, Missouri, is Sam Gladney, who will be going before the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee today for his seat on the Bi-State Development Agency. If you'll join me in welcoming Sam.
Let's welcome this guest from the center of the 24th District. Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction of special guests, please.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I have Virginia Minnemeyer here as being appointed to the dental board, hopefully today. And with her is her husband. I would love for the body to please make them welcome.
Let's welcome these guests from the center of Callaway County to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 20th. Proceed.
Mr. President, to your left, or to your right, and to my left in the upper gallery is a pastor from our community back home, Pastor Donald McClintock. He is from the Eagle Heights Worship Center, and I'd ask the body to make him feel welcome today.
Let's welcome Pastor McClintock to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests, a senator from Cole County.
My left and your right, I have a guest over there on the bench, Jill Williams. She's from Eldon. She works here in Jeff at the Missouri Hospital Association as she's trying to get on the Missouri Workforce Development Board. And I was talking to her and she said that you're the only face in here that she recognized. I don't know if she knows you personally, but she did recognize your face. Maybe it's because you're on TV or something.
Senator, anyway, we're on the order of business of introduction of guests.
I would like to introduce Mrs. Williams, and please, everybody welcome her.
Let's welcome Ms. Williams to the Senate chamber today. Ms. Williams has fine taste. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. The senator from Boone County was the first Ottawa senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward.
Please send your resolution forward. Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your resolution?
Yeah, Mr. President, this is the resolution that allows for all of our fine staff to be paid. And I would request unanimous consent of the body after moving for its adoption to suspend the rules to pass this resolution today.
Hearing no objection, the rules will be suspended to vote on the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just again, for the benefit of the body, this resolution allows for all of our staff folks to be paid. We put this forward every year, and I would move for its adoption if there are no questions.
The senator from Boone County has moved for the adoption of the resolution. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the resolution be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Order business is resolutions. The senator from Lawrence County. Thank you, Senator. Please send your resolution forward.
And no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, the resolution you sent forward is concurrent resolution. That's the next order of business, so we'll need you to do that again in just a second. Resolutions. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sending forward a list of committee assignments, and I would ask that they be read.
Please send them forward. Madam Secretary, please read the committee assignments. Senator from Franklin. Senator from Franklin, the committee assignments are several pages. Would you prefer them be printed in the journal versus read?
Mr. President, they can be printed in the journal. I think each member has had a copy distributed to their desk. So, yes, printing them in the journal would be fantastic.
Your committee assignments shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin.
Also, I'm sending forward the committee schedule, and I will ask for it to be printed in the journal.
Send your committee schedule forward. Hearing no objection, the committee schedule will be printed in the journal. We are on the business order of business of resolutions. The senator from the Kingdom of Callaway is on her feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have with me today on your right and my left, Gary Youngerman, who's our presiding commissioner, and he is here for a board appointment in the gubernatorial appointments committee today, and I would ask the body please make him welcome.
Let's welcome our friend Commissioner Youngerman to the Senate chamber today. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Well, Senator from Lawrence, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, thank you for your indulgence. I have a resolution.
You have a concurrent resolution?
Yes, sir.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary has the resolution.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Senator. There is no title. It will be printed in the journal. Would you need to field a reason to explain your concurrent resolution?
No, sir.
Thank you. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. The senator from the 5th. Senator, could you clip your microphone to your, or hold it? That'd be great.
I have a Senate concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward. There is no title on the resolution. It will be printed in the journal. Senator, would you care to explain your concurrent resolution?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 20th District.
Resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution. If we could have a little order in the chamber so we could hear the Secretary read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, offered by Senator Burleson, an act relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose certain amendments to the United States Constitution which will place limits on the federal government.
The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Platt.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, I would like to welcome Dr. Elizabeth Kennedy, who is the president of Missouri Western University in my district. And if the body could join me in please making her feel very welcome.
Let's welcome Dr. Kennedy to the Senate chamber today. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th.
I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 381, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to joint and several liability.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 382, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to permanent total disability benefits payable pursuant to workers' compensation laws.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Lawrence County was the first audible senator. Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 383, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to the preservation of records.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 384, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to appointment qualifications for certain municipal boards of commissions.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 385, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to certain financial transactions.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Ozark.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 386, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to a state plan for career and technical education certificates.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. The senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary at this time,
Thank you,
Mr.
Senator.
President.
Appreciate your patience. Madam Secretary, please read the bill from the Senator of Greene County.
Senate Bill number 387, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to the towing of commercial vehicles.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
For members, Senator members, we have this evening, for those interested in attending the Sportsman's Caucus, if you are an outdoorsman or interested in outdoors, we are going to have a meeting this evening at 5 p.m. at the FOP Lodge. We will be providing fish and probably some hush puppies. Again, if you think you're interested in the outdoors and may want to entertain the idea of joining the Sportsman's Caucus, we would love to have you come out and enjoy some Missouri River suckers. So,
Senator from Franklin, may I inquire of you?
You may.
Were the suckers acquired legally?
All of these suckers were acquired legally. That is correct.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.